The Ministry of Agriculture is collaborating with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, UNFAO, to host an advanced drone training of agriculture staff. It's all part of efforts to build capacity, enhance disaster resilience, and improve productivity in agriculture, according to UNFAO consultant, marine ecologist, and commercial drone instructor, Dr. Kim Baldwin. Drone mapping and geospatial technology were introduced to address national agricultural forestry and fisheries planning and disaster risk management.
They have been learning how to use high accuracy drones. The United Nations has gotten more drones and software for the ministry that can detect plant health, weeds, diseases, etc. So the team's been out there learning how to use these for agricultural disaster risk mapping and monitoring. They've also been focusing a lot on the GIS, the data handling analysis parts of it. And then later this week, we're going to be expanding this. So I'm going to be adding onto the team four more members of fisheries division. And we are going to be focusing on coastal marine applications and look at the impacts along the coastline here post-barrel. We're also going to be exploring the use of underwater drones. We're going to learn how to use this drone safely and effectively and the potential of how underwater drones as well as aerial drones can be used to improve coastal marine management here in the country.
The first drone training program took place in 2023, followed by the establishment of a commercial drone unit. And Dr. Baldwin shares some of the advancements the drone unit has made so far, which include over 250 missions and a mapping of 20,000 acres.
So last year when I came out, we learned how to fly drones. We learned a lot about commercial operations. And one of the main goals of this project last year was to set up a commercial drone unit for the Ministry of Agriculture here in St. Vincent. So we spent a lot of time learning how to fly drones safely, professionally, effectively, learning about the policies, the rules, the regulations, as well as how the team operates. But the second most important part of it was that I trained them how to use drones for mapping and monitoring surveys for the environment, specifically agricultural and fisheries disaster risk management. And we didn't just teach them how to create aerial maps and 3D models of the earth, but how to analyze this data, but also inform decision making, being able to understand the land uses, the changes over time.
She notes that the first part of the training has been completed, and today the new members of the fisheries department will join the team as they do underwater training for remotely operated vehicles, ROV. Dr. Baldwin concludes that through this advanced training, the drone unit has been positioned to take operations to the next level. Additionally, she commends the unit for its efforts, particularly during Hurricane Beryl.
We are going to be doing an introduction to underwater drones, and this could be used in terms of moorings inspections, underwater inspections, maybe if it wasn't safe to dive, etc., fish counts, other things. But they will be also learning about the applications overall for underwater submersibles versus aerial drones. This Ministry of Agriculture drone team has come so far in 18 months. This team has grown from foundational skills to mastering advanced drone and geospatial technologies. They've proven their capabilities during Hurricane Beryl and now are ready to support national projects in agriculture, fisheries, forestry, and disaster resilience.
United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization consultant, marine ecologist, and commercial drone instructor, Dr. Kim Baldwin. I am Gaylon Brown with today's special report.